Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Big vice presidential debate tonight.
Yep. Farmville, Virginia. Taking its star turn. Fox News Channel's Brett Baer is. Are you in Farmville right now, Brett?
I am in Farmville.
Mm-hmm. And Farmville
the
sounds. It doesn't it sound like a superhero, comic book superhero? Kind of, you know, he's from Farmville. Grew up in Farmville. What is going on? Hey, you know what? I had an interesting thought when I was watching all this morning and all the goofiness surrounding it. Now, the Commission on Debates chooses these sites independent of the campaigns themselves. Yes?
Correct.
And yep. Now, Virginia, obviously, is Tim Kaine's state. Which came first, the chicken or the egg there? Did they choose Farmville, Virginia before she chose Tim Kaine? Tim Kaine?
They did. The commission made the decision before the announcement of who she was picking for VP. It's just ties to various commission members. I think Frank Fahrenkopf, who's commission chair, is a tie to UNLV. That's why it's going to be in Vegas, the last debate. I'm not sure who exactly is tied to Longwood University, but it's not near a lot of places. It's pretty far away. It's an hour and a half outside Richmond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere.
I'd never heard of it.
I don't want to put those words in Brett's mouth, but it is in the Virginia is a, once you get out of the D.C. metropolitan area or Norfolk or any of those places, get off the coast, you get in and then out of Richmond, it's that's a gigantic state with not a lot going on, mm-hmm. So it's like,
yeah, it's
Brett's
a
seeing
campus,
it.
Campus, but it is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there from the Trump side and from, I understand Trump himself is going to be at home tweeting during the debate. Clinton, I know that might be fascinating content to absorb tonight, but on the Clinton side and on the Trump side, do we know who's going to be there of note?
The families will be here for the candidates, the nominees, vice presidential nominees, and they both have surrogates who will be out and about afterwards, I think tied to them. So, Governor McAuliffe of Virginia will be here, Senator Warner of Virginia supporting Tim Kaine. And on the other side, I think you have, Reince Priebus. I think you have a couple of other surrogates who will be out and about afterwards. I think Rudy Giuliani and a few others for Mike Pence.
I was going to send Rudy Giuliani new glasses after the weekend.
He needs them, or straighten them up or something.
He apparently sat on them right before the interview with Stephanopoulos because it was like, hey, and it just doesn't help that
they weren't sitting right.
No, he needs the Joe Paterno glasses that are kind of shaded because they make his eyes look too big. I think he's got to have that going. Hey, let's talk
about that onto him.
When you see the mayor, let him know. I feel like we're going to have a debate that's going to be far more wonky, substantive, than it would be than what we saw last Monday, what we're going to see coming up on Sunday, because these are not these kind of our policy guys. And how much are you guys getting any guidance on whether it gets pugilistic or either side is telling their guy, hey, you know what, take a swing or two?
Yeah, I think that they're, Tim Kaine's going to go after Pence for everything Donald Trump has said or tweeted over the last week. And Pence is going to go after Kaine for, wiping computer servers down and immunity deals and that sort of thing. But you're right. I mean, the potential is there to get wonky on substance, contrasting the two parties where they normally would be. These guys are fairly vanilla when it comes to their parties, but they're also well respected. And their biggest job tonight is to not make news. I mean, it is their political Hippocratic oath, do no harm. And that is their job. Do the 90 minutes. Don't trip over yourself. Get out of this place and, hopefully add to your ticket. And that's their mission.
How much do you think will be devoted, Brett, to their records, because they both have lengthy political records and things that they've done. And then how much versus how much will be about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
I think a lot will be about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, actually. I don't think they're going to go too deep into personal past. I think they're going to talk about, you know, the issues broadly about where the nominees of their parties stand. And that's, you know, that's the biggest issue. Pence has been very good. He's been actually one of the best with the Trump campaign of cleanup on aisle four, if needed, after
some spills. You mean,
very good.
You know when that olive jar falls off the shelf? You mean like that?
He just always looks like the adult in the room.
Second. Let's put that back up.
Oh, my God. Oh, look. Oh, no. Oh, there's pasta. Oh, look at all the red sauce all over the floor.
You just wonder. It comes in cycles. It appears to me that as soon as Trump starts to get some momentum, he starts to feel it, and then he decides he's going to do things his way, the Trump way. He's let Trump be Trump, as Corey Lewandowski so famously said. And now we're at a point where, you know, as much as Kellyanne Conway and the people around him, we don't see much of Steve Bannon, right? I mean, I don't know what does he do? Do we know?
Bannon,
I mean.
Bannon, deep, dark things on the computer. I have no clue.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody knows, right? I mean, you guys don't have any contact with him, do you?
No, not at all. You know, Kellyanne Conway is out everywhere. She's essentially a spokesperson and the campaign manager. I think she, keeping Mr. Trump off the Twitterverse is a challenge, I think, for the campaign. And
talking about smashing cell phones with hammers. That's what Kellyanne Conway should be doing.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Because I think that's their biggest vulnerability. I mean, when he is on message, he has done pretty well as far as, you know, talking about being the change agent and getting people to the point where they say, okay, I can see that. And that's Mike Pence's job tonight, is to, and I bet you'll hear, change, not the same establishment figures.
Yeah.
Remind us, though, do we typically see a bounce after the VP debates? Is it that meaningful at all? In terms of polls?
No, and this is a horrible tease for our coverage, but vice presidential debates are just not. They're not. I mean,
In 2008 they were.
In vice presidential debates.
Right. In 2000. The Palin year?
Yeah. Palin.
Sarah Palin, can I call you Joe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a third moment that anybody can think of? I mean, Paul Ryan, thirsty.
Bill Biden, Kennedy.
Smiling.
Yeah, there's
Dan Quayle.
Yeah, that was Lord Benson. And Dan Quayle, but I don't think, you know, the hit parade is not long from vice presidential debates.
Mm-hmm. Admiral Stockdale, there was that moment. Remember when Admiral Stockdale got onto the stage and he started wandering around off his podium? The where am I moment?
Right.
Yeah. So there was that.
That was a big problem.
But
Ross Perot. So again, there you go.
Yeah.
Don't make any news. Yeah. Don't screw it up and do no harm.
The reality here, though, is that it's been so long since we've had where the top of the ticket is wackier than the bottom of the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And so this does kind of come in as an afterthought. Although it's important to see what they'll say. It's important. I mean, this is the problem is that we keep waiting. I think America keeps waiting for some adult to show up in this room. Right. We're just wondering when the food fight's going to be over and like the teachers are going to be here because we're all getting splattered with stuff.
This might be it. You may get really substantive policy stuff. And for people who are, you know, political wonks, this will be right up their alley.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, for the average viewer who is now used to this strange, unique race that we've been covering. I don't know if it's going to be the same.
Hey, let's push ahead to Sunday for a second. Because the big Sunday debate now between Bill, although Bill will be a part of it, I'm sure.
He might get a mention.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Do we expect? I mean, Trump has promised, you know, wackiness here because he feels like he's at his best when he's doing that. Although yesterday when he was on the teleprompter and explaining the $916 million deal, which is a he never really totally copped to it, but he copped around it. Let's put it that way. I thought he was powerful. I thought he did a good job explaining it and being on message about the fact that, hey, this is legal. This is the way that the big business is done. Mm-hmm. And this is good because it saves jobs. And then, you know, end of story. And I think that he was able to cap that well. I wonder, though, is he going to be able to, for 90 minutes, not take the bait? He seems almost incapable of not taking the bait, no matter how much prep they can give him. He seems it just there's something in him that just wants to go.
Yeah. He said he's a counterpuncher, but you're right. She has baited him effectively on a number of different issues, and he was trapped. I think you may see him off the trail next week for a few days. This week,
yeah.
For the rest of this week and
prepping
in preparation.
Ooh.
And, trying to do some prep work, and they may do a little bit more. You know, this is going to be the town hall format where you're sitting on these stools and you're getting up and you're talking to people.
Yep.
I mean, past candidates have created the entire set to practice on. Al Gore had the exact replica of the set with the stools and, you know, in a town hall kind of format so that they could practice. So, I mean, they go to great lengths. I don't think Trump's going that far, though.
Wasn't there, was some story, too, about I'm trying to remember. This was Clinton, I think. It was Mark McKinnon, of course, you know. He's one of the guys we talk to every week, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the circus on Showtime. Mark McKinnon, there's a story that it was the it might have been Clinton, where the Clinton people actually replaced the stools right before the debate because they with stools that they had absconded mm-hmm. with, because it was easier for him to move out of one height of stool versus another, and it would make it look more.
And this screwed up the Ross Perot folks because he couldn't sit on the stool because he was too short, and Bush, G.H.W. Bush, did not look comfortable, and they had changed out the stools to be at exactly what Clinton had practiced on.
Exactly right.
It's amazing how those things matter, but they do.
Oh,
right?
Sunday night, I'm telling you, I don't care what it's Tom Brady's return too. I think
I know that's going to be hard.
If no matter what, it doesn't matter what would be on television. That is just must see television. And as Brett will tell you, the Fox News Channel is the place to go see it.
It's absolutely.
It is indeed.
Yeah,
it is even tonight. Because it's going to be fun.
There you go.
We'll be watching, Brett. For
not
sure.
Going to be, you know, might not be as exciting as the last.
What are you doing? Why are you? What are you doing? You sold it. Just leave it there.
I want to be truth in advertising.
Oh my God! This is not the
You're
time to
honest.
Do that, Brett.
You're too honest, Brett.
Yeah, this is the vice presidential debate. Just tell us it's all going to be great. It might
Something
be.
Something could explode.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to be great.
Yeah,
all right. We'll talk to you later. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Brett.
See
ya. All right, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. All right, let us now, hold on one second, we'll take a quick break. We've got Violetta. This is not a break. This is actually Violetta giving us the most important information of the day with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. And then coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, the scary clowns terrorizing America. I have a theory about this.
You do? I'm so scared of creepy clowns that I'm just so happy I haven't seen one of these yet.
Here is, I'm telling you.
I'm scared of everything.
Okay. All right. Are you scared of the traffic?
Yes, you should be scared of the traffic.